Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
Greetings and welcome to ID the Future. I'm Casey Luskin. And on this podcast, we're going to discuss how Francis Collins and Carl Giberson commit Bearer's blunder while arguing for macroevolution in their new book, The Language of Science and Faith. In The Language of Science and Faith, Carl Giberson and Francis Collins argue that, quote, the distinction between micro and macroevolution is arbitrary, unquote. As a result, they assert that, quote, macroevolution is simply microevolution writ large. Add up enough small changes and we get a large change, unquote. What's most surprising is not that they make this claim, which is after all common in the writings of Darwinian evolutionists, but the examples, or lack thereof, that they give to back it up. Their main illustration for macroevolution in this section is the evolution of the automobile. They write, quote, consider a familiar analogy. Nobody could have imagined how Henry Ford's primitive Model T automobile could have turned into Toyota's Prius hybrid. Such dramatic changes would have been inconceivable. It would have been impossible for the engineers at Ford to develop all the remarkable engineering necessary to turn a Model T into a Prius in one model year. The electronic enhancements alone took decades to invent and develop, unquote. Giberson and Collins have, of course, just committed what Philip Johnson calls Bearer's blunder. Here's a snippet of Professor Bearer's original blunder, where in the book Evolution and the Myth of Creationism, he writes, quote, if you compare a 1953 and a 1954 Corvette side by side, then a 1954 and a 1955 model, and so on, the descent with modification is overwhelmingly obvious. The evidence is so solid and comprehensive that it cannot be denied by reasonable people, unquote. If anything here is overwhelmingly obvious, it's that Corvettes did not evolve by Darwinian mechanisms, but were intelligently designed. Philip Johnson elaborates on Bearer's blunder in his book, Defeating Darwinism by Opening Minds, writing, quote, of course, every one of those Corvettes was designed by engineers. The Corvette sequence, like the sequence of Beethoven's symphonies to the opinions of the United States Supreme Court, does not illustrate naturalistic evolution at all. It illustrates how intelligent designers will typically achieve their purposes by adding variations to the basic design plan. Above all, such sequences have no tendency whatever to support the claim that there is no need for a creator since blind natural forces can do the creating. On the contrary, they show that what biologists present as proof of evolution or common ancestry is just as likely to be evidence of common design, unquote. The same goes for Prius hybrids evolving from Ford Model Ts. All of the innovations that led engineers to develop hybrids from Ford Model Ts were intelligently designed and did not arise by random mutations. I'm Casey Luskin. Stay tuned for a sixth and final podcast discussing the language of science and faith. Thanks for listening.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute 2010. For more information, visit www.intelligentdesign.org or www.idthefuture.com.